Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the Minghui website entitled My Understandings of Sickness Karma and Passing Tests by Xiao Jinggang, a Falun Dafa practitioner in China.
My Understanding of Sickness Karma and Passing Tests by Xiao Jinggang, a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. Master said, quote, I'd prefer not to even hear the word illness, unquote. The second talk. John Falun. Therefore, there is no word illness in my mind. Instead, I look at it as the issue of passing tests. I have seen fellow practitioners pass away because they failed to pass tests. Troubled by mosquitoes. I worked in Hainan province before the persecution began. There were lots of mosquitoes in my apartment, so my roommates and I usually wrapped ourselves in thin blankets to sleep. One night, one of my roommates didn't have a blanket, so he borrowed mine. That night, all of the mosquitoes attacked me. I told myself not to be moved. Neither my body nor my heart would be disturbed. I recited what Master Li Hangxue said before the fifth exercise, reinforcing supernatural powers. Quote, compassion should arise in the heart, and the facial expression should be peaceful. Unquote. Chapter 2, The Great Way of Spiritual Perfection. Countless mosquitoes landed on me and stung me. Still, I was not moved. Eventually, I realized that the mosquitoes were sucking karma out of me, and I felt fine. 2 weeks later, my roommate returned my blanket. Since then, few mosquitoes have stung me. If they do, I don't feel anything. Passing the test of life and death. After passing this test, I had a fist-sized abscess on my head. It seemed as if the mosquitoes had poisoned me. Although the abscess hurt for a long time, my heart was not moved. The pain cannot be described in mere words. Sometimes it felt like thousands of needles poking my heart, and sometimes it was like swords stabbing into my head and agitating my organs. My father, who is not a practitioner, consulted doctors. The doctors told him that an abscess like that on the top of the head would make a lion moan in pain. They also said that I would die if I didn't have it treated. The abscess broke a few times and pus and blood ran down my back. I often passed out and had no energy due to the pain. I didn't have the energy to walk, so I crawled over to the bookcase where I kept all of my Dafa books, just to get closer to Dafa. I also kowtowed to Master and the books with great respect. The abscess stunk. Some fellow practitioners didn't let me come to the exercise site to avoid negatively impacting Dafa's image. Other practitioners believed that I was facing the test of life and death and that I should be allowed to go to the exercise site. I was 25 years old. A fellow practitioner, 5 years younger than I, took the bus daily after work, traveling a long distance to my apartment to read the Fa with me. I remember that to this day. It took me 8 months to pass this test. Whenever I looked at Master's portrait during that time, Master looked serious. I would say, "Don't worry, Master. I will pass this test." My boss at work asked me if I had seen a doctor. I told him, "I am a cultivator, and I need to behave like Buddha Milarepa." My boss gave me the thumbs up and said, "You really have strength." I was afraid of having a negative impact on Dafa's image, so I didn't tell him that I was a Falun Dafa practitioner. 8 months had passed when I suddenly realized that the severe pain I was enduring came from Master's boundless compassion, and that I could not pay Master back even if I sacrificed my own life. When this thought came to me, I knelt down in front of Master's portrait and sobbed. All I could do was to kowtow. The abscess broke again that night. pus and blood soaked my clothes. After that, it began to heal, and the pain got less and less. Finally, I had passed the test. Afterward, my head felt empty and immense when I was doing the sitting meditation. It felt incredibly immense, as if it could shelter the whole universe and countless celestial bodies. The human world seemed very, very far away from me, as if it had nothing to do with me. The human world and I did not belong to the same system. Ability to endure torture. This test happened before July 20th, 1999. When I looked at the physical torture meted out in the human world, all of it seemed to be minor. I felt like none of it could move my heart. Dafa has given me a great ability to endure. No brainwashing or torture could change me. After the persecution began, I was persecuted because I clarified the truth about Falun Dafa to people. I was severely tortured. 6 ribs were broken from the beatings. They put over 25-pound shackles on my ankles. These made holes in my body, some so deep that the bones showed. I survived all of this with a calm demeanor. The more they beat me, the more they strengthened my resolve. My belief in Master and Dafa was as solid as diamond. I saw my heart becoming a piece of shining diamond. The pain caused by the torture was nothing compared to the pain caused by the abscess. The evil in other dimensions also tried to persecute me. Just like in the Buddhist stories where evil attacked Buddha Shakyamuni, the evil in other dimensions nailed me to a cross and poured boiling water over me. When the evil in the human world and in the other dimensions attacked me at the same time, it was hard to pass. But the Fa also manifested to me magnificent scenes, telling me that if I was able to pass this test, I would go back to my true self. Master said, quote, "Empty the bottle of all its filth, and it wouldn't sink down anymore, even if you were to push it down. It will float on the water's surface, and that is where it's supposed to be," unquote. Teaching the Fa at the founding ceremony of the Singaporean Falun Dafa Association, Collected Fa Teachings, Volume 1. After being released, I started to do the exercises at home. On the 9th day, I felt as if a giant hand held both sides of my chest and pushed the broken ribs together. The bones healed immediately. I knew that it was Master's hand. Experiencing the power of Dafa. When I later told a fellow practitioner about this, I saw Master's portrait on the wall of the practitioner's living room talking to me. I could see lines of golden words in the air. I heard Master's voice, solemn and compassionate, saying, "If you can pass every torture with righteous thoughts, in the future, even if you reincarnate or experience brainwashing, you will come back to me." Right after that, a paragraph of Fa teaching revealed itself to me. Quote, "Do you still remember how one time when I was teaching the Fa, a student asked whether a cultivator could cultivate to an attainment status higher than where his life had originally come into being? If a cultivator can let go of the thought of life and death under any circumstance, evil is sure to be afraid of him. If every student is able to do this, evil will of itself no longer exist." Unquote. Eliminate your last attachments. Essentials for further advancement, too. I enlightened that during this special period, we will be able to transcend and go beyond our original selves. But that means we really must let go of everything. We can't hold on to any fear or the attachments to fame and money or Qing. We can't harbor any notions. We even have to let go of everything in the realm where our original selves were formed. We must sincerely respect Master and the Fa. We must only have Master and the Fa in our minds, and our only desire must be to assimilate to the Fa. Once, when I was riding a motorcycle, I saw a bulletin board where I could put up some Dafa posters. I was happy and didn't notice a downhill in front of me. The motorcycle flipped over and my knee was broken. I didn't pay much attention to it, but the wound got bigger and deeper, and the bone was showing. It became quite infected. A fellow practitioner, who is a physician, said it looked pretty bad, so I started to send forth righteous thoughts to it periodically, 5 minutes every time. When I did, I felt heat in my knee and pus drain out. After sending forth righteous thoughts at midnight, I went to bed. The next morning, the wound was completely healed. It was as if nothing had happened. 2 years ago, I was trying to fix a pipe and accidentally inhaled a lot of foreign matter, such as glass, rock, and plastic. I coughed and blood came out of my mouth. I could feel the foreign matter in my lungs and I could barely breathe, which caused severe pain. During the next few days, I often coughed blood and even rock and plastic debris. My family members were scared, but I was not moved. I read the Fa, did the exercises, and sent forth righteous thoughts. My primordial soul left my body at that time, and I saw that my lungs were full of foreign matter. 15 days later, I saw Master sending out a Falun and spinning it with one hand. All the foreign matter melted. My lungs were completely healed. Dafa has shown its power on my body again and again. What I have described above is only a small part of what I have experienced. I would like to tell my fellow practitioners how great our Master is and how powerful Dafa is. I hope that my experience will give us all more confidence. Let us strive forward diligently together and do better on our journey of cultivation.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.